This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 31. It's time for a real estate recap. What's up, everybody? The past 2 weeks have been crazy. We've done some deals. We've gone after some additional deals. Some deals have fallen apart. I've expanded my network. There's just been a whole lot going on, so I figure I'd recap the past 2 weeks, give you an idea of what I've had going on in my world, some of the highs, some of the lows, and you can use these strategies to either avoid some pitfalls in your investing business or use it to scale your business. So if you tuned in to episode 30, I shared a story about how a partner of mine and I, in one of our LLCs, we recently raised $40,000, and we purchased a duplex and a single-family home in Cleveland, Ohio with it. And our strategy with it was to do a sweat equity deal. We wanted to keep as much cash as possible to reinvest in additional properties. So the purchase of these two homes alone came to roughly $17,000. So we had about $23,000 in the bank. And so we did all the work ourselves, which I don't recommend doing all the time. But by us doing that, we kept about $20,000 in liquid cash that we were scouting for more properties to increase our cash flow to that business. So we're looking for deals. We're shopping all the duplexes and single family homes in our area over in the Collinwood neighborhood that we're real fond of. And we found a duplex on Kipling Avenue, and it was actually bank owned. This property was listed at $7,800, which was way under market value, needed a lot of work, but well worth making a move on. So we started out low with our negotiation, started about $4,000. And long story short, over about a week, we ended up getting it for $6,400. So we get it under contract, and we're ready to move forward. We send in the earnest money deposit, and on the MLS, it pops up as pending or contingent or whatever the case may be. And what was interesting about this, we're ready to move forward. Right after it pops up as contingent, an inspector actually went out to the property, an inspector that worked for the city, and condemned the property. Now, this was the first time this has ever happened to us, and we think what the reasoning behind it was is the city has a shortage of money. So they seen that the property went under contract, it was contingent, and I think they sent one of their inspectors out there to condemn the property. So this benefits the city, because not that buying a condemned property is really a problem, but the city enforces extra permits to be pulled and inspections and licensed contractors and a whole lot of hoops to jump through, which benefits their pockets and leads to a lot of headaches on our end. So we went back and forth on it. Did we really want to get into this? And we laid it all out, but we realized by having the city involved with the deal at this point, that could stretch it out an additional 2 months of our original just rehab work with them bringing in their inspectors to make sure we're keeping everything on track and on the up and up, and approving that occupancy permit that we would need to actually start cash flowing. So with all the headaches that are going to come with it, we ended up wiping our hands with that deal. We stepped back, and the bank's going to send us our earnest money deposit back because we don't need that additional headaches. We already have plenty of those. So our plan is tomorrow we're going out shopping again. We have a new list. We still have $20,000 in liquid cash from that two deals we just did in private capital. So not a setback, really, just a something to be aware of. What's going on in our marketplace, and we know how to approach it moving forward now. Now, something that was interesting to me, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I spoke on other shows about how you never know everything in this business. And the host of this show was interviewing a guy that was a virtual wholesaler, which I found kind of interesting because I really don't leave my existing marketplace. And he was a newbie. He was in the business for about 8 months, and he had flipped 5 properties in 8 months. And the host of the show said, well, how did you find people to sell these properties to? How did you find the properties initially outside of your marketplace to put this all together? And the guy he was interviewing said he would just cold call people. And I found that to be kind of crazy because I've been in the business so long that I've never really cold called anybody, aside from an existing listing that's already out there. And, at this point in my life, I have wholesalers that bring me deals. And then I have so many people within my network that know the end buyer that I just put it out to them and, everything falls into place for the most part for me. I don't need to go out necessarily scouting. But then I got to thinking about it. If I want to grow bigger, maybe I should try this strategy and see where it leads me. So when I got home that day, he had shared a strategy that he says he goes on Craigslist and just types investor into whatever marketplace he's looking to buy properties at, and everything pops up at that point. So I went home, I jumped on Craigslist in Cleveland. I stayed in my own marketplace. And I typed in investor, and all these different ads popped up. So there was people that were selling properties, people looking for buyers for properties, everything you could think of in between. So what I did was I started going down the list, and I just started out with cold text. I scripted a text stating what kind of properties I was looking for and what types of properties I had for sale. And these went out to wholesalers that had phone numbers that were in all different zip codes, but they were acting in my marketplace. So I reached out to all of them, got text back, and nothing really panned out from it. A little bit of small talk, but we're both aware of who's out there now. So it was good to expand like that. Then I sent out two cold emails that basically stated the same thing. And like I said, not a whole lot came back from that either. But then I picked up the phone and I made a cold phone call. And this is where it really paid off. This was interesting. There was a guy on Craigslist that was, he's a real estate agent, actually. And he was listing properties all over Cleveland. I'm talking junkers, turnkey cash flow properties, everything you can imagine. So I picked up the phone and called him and told him exactly what I was looking for. And he said he didn't have that. I said, well, tell me what you do have. And he's like, well, I'm assuming you want off-market deals. So this is what I have right now that I haven't even put on the MLS. And this is what paid off. He showed me a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom home, kind of a tougher neighborhood, but here's what's good about it. It only needs carpet and paint, literally. New plumbing, new roof, new electrical. The owner of the property is tired of dealing with tenants and just wants out. She gave it to him for $8,000 to list it at $8,000. He's like, I know right now she'll probably take $5,000 for it. So by picking up the phone and just calling one random person, I was able to get a deal that I'm actually looking at tomorrow, but we could pick it up for $5,000 and maybe put $1,000 into it for the carpet and the paint. And that's it. After that, it's in a market that brings in $600 a month. So with a little bit of downtime, taxes, things like that, in a year and a half, all my money will be back at that point. So that's a great deal. That was well worth picking up the phone and cold calling somebody. Another thing he presented with me, though, was that he has a package of 10 properties. He said they're all ugly junker houses. But I've made a lot of money with junker houses before. And he stated that the owner would be willing to dump them for $2,000 to $3,000 a pop, which usually means if you buy all 10, you could probably get them for $1,500 a pop. So I'm going to break the ice with them and buy this 3-bedroom, 1-bath and then get them to present me with that list of the 10 properties so I could go through those and see if I could buy the package as well. Now, to think about this, nobody wants to do cold calling. It sucks. It's frustrating. You think that you're going to be rejected. So many things go on in your head that prevent you from picking up the phone and calling. But you need to look at it like this. That $5,000 deal, if I don't hold it in my portfolio, if I just wanted to dump it real quick, I can make $2,500 on that instantly, just wholesaling it off. So put that in your mindset. Is it worth $2,500 to pick up the phone and just call random investors off of Craigslist and find out what they have? Because that's what happened right there. I picked up the phone, told him what I was looking for. He didn't have exactly what I was looking for, but he did have a great, great deal that I'm going to make a move on. So if you're scared of cold calling, just put that at the top of your list right there. $2,500 to make one phone call. And if that call doesn't go through, continue picking up the phone and calling until you get that $2,500 wholesale deal. Or if you want to add a cash flow property, you know, that's the minimum, $2,500. It could be a cash flow deal that throws off money for the rest of your life. It could be a fix and flip that brings you $10,000, $15,000, $25,000. So that's the way you need to look at this. Not the pain of cold calling and having someone hang up on you, but the fact that you could instantly make $2,500 by picking up the phone and increasing and expanding your network. Commercial real estate, cash flow properties, fix and flips, and raising private capital. Now, while I'm on the subject of raising private capital, we've decided to open our doors to the Private Money Mastermind. Now, this came up because so many people have been reaching out to me wondering how I still get cash back at closing, how I'm getting funding for my deals without using credit, without using any of my money. So we decided to put together a small mastermind group, and I want to keep the group small. It's going to be, you know, groups of 3 to 5 people, and it's going to be a 4-week course. And we're going to meet once a week for 1 hour, and then I'm going to have a private Facebook group for our downtime in between the weeks where we could ask our questions in there and stay on track. Here's what you can expect from it. If you have credit issues, obtaining bank financing, I'm going to show you how to get around that, how to find private lenders. If you need short-term financing to fund your fix and flips, we're going to cover that. If you need financing in place to go ahead and build a portfolio of cash flowing properties, this is going to be everything I do in my entire business. I've never set foot in a bank to buy any property I currently own. It's all done by meeting private investors, raising private capital, and investing in these cash flow properties and these wholesale deals. I will cover all the basics. Like the first week, we're going to go ahead and cover your analyzing deals. So you have to do your homework up front to have it prepared to show your investor. We're also going to cover where to find your investors at. And you believe it or not, it's easier than you think. We're going to go ahead and cover how to protect your investors so they want to fund your deal and what interest rates. And then finally, on week four, we're going to make sure you schedule a meeting with your first investor. So this is going to be a full-on course. I want people to be able to expand their portfolios, expand what they've been working on, and realize that getting private money to build your real estate empire is easier than you think. So these 4 weeks is going to be with me. I may even have some guests come in and share their strategies as well for raising private money, because no one person knows it all. But I want everybody to be able to take away from this course everything it takes to build your portfolio without using your money or your credit. All of this information can be found at michaelalder.com/mastermind. And I'll put a link in the show notes to that as well. We're planning on launching mid-July. So get over to the site, check it out. I would love to hear some feedback from you on it. Any questions, reach out to me. Go ahead and map out your plan and start taking action today. All right, everybody, thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody, thanks, and let's take action today.